Hello, Adam.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, that's a nice looking scene you have in the background there. Looks like water down in Cleveland.
That's it. That's part
Lake Erie.
That's part of the beauty of doing Zoom stuff. You get to pick your background. You can be anywhere you are in the world, and there's no place I'd rather be, Jack, than right here in Cleveland.
So. Boy, I couldn't agree more. You know, we're starting to be found out, but it's I'm not a big fan of finding out. Keep us a hidden treasure, right? I don't want all these New Yorkers bailing out of there and coming over here.
That's right.
This is Cleveland. That's how nice that picture is behind you.
It's a wonderful thing. Now, unfortunately, our podcast listeners here to Jack, they aren't going to be able to see that because we aren't including that for our. But maybe I'll include it as part of the notes and give them a shot. It's a shot of the Science Center and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Right, it's a good thing.
Yeah, they should contact us just to see our wallpaper or nothing else, right?
That's right. These different virtual backgrounds are very nice, aren't they? So
they are. They really are. Those are great. So, what's new and exciting with you?
We got lots of good, exciting stuff, and we've got a great episode here for Dirty Secrets of Small Business this week, Jack, and we're going to talk about something we know and love. Three letters. Got three letters for you.
Let me think here for a minute. There's a lot of three-letter words here. Starts with a K, I'll bet, because I
there
know
you
how
go.
You are in that. KLT. KLT.
KLT is correcto. Correcto.
One of the most undersung juggernauts. That's what it is. It's a big deal, and we're cranking up ourselves with this crazy time in this economy and society and culture we're living in these days. We're fighting a war in some fronts, as they say. this virus is unbelievably disruptive, like nobody's ever seen. We don't have a lot of solutions.
Is KLT the vaccine everybody's been looking for, Jack, for the coronavirus, for COVID-19?
I think so. You got two elements here. You got the economy and you got the we'll call it the health issue. The health right. issue is totally dominating, almost totally disregarding the economic issue. So you got two factions vying for resources and attention. One can kill you instantly, pretty much instantly on the spot. And the other can drag you through a slow death.
Doom and gloom. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah. So which one takes precedent? You know, I would hate to be Donald Trump at this point. You know, with all the politicizing for one thing, but with an issue like that, they're definitely the lesser of two evils. The choice is going to be very difficult. Because the economy isn't going to pull out fast, nor will the cure for this thing, whatever it is. So we got two monsters racing down to, get what kind of spoils all on our backs. It's tough. It's a tough one.
Well, let's talk about KLT for a second, Jack, and how can it be helpful in this situation? So if we define, first of all, we should probably define what KLT means. Now, we're talking about in this strange three-letter acronym that maybe people don't know what the heck we're talking about. So we should probably clarify that first, right? So.
Well, yeah. Well, so
what is KLT?
Well, it means know, like, and trust.
Know, like, and trust. That's the three letters, KLT. Know, like, and trust. All right.
So just let's take an example to illustrate what that means. Okay. We all have people who we know. That's the no part. That's the K.
Okay.
And in some cases, we have thousands of people. And in not so many cases there where there's thousands of people, you really don't know all those thousands of people really. You might, you'll look at their name and you'll try to figure out sometimes who the hell are they? How'd that name get into my system?
That's probably somebody that you've met, right? You don't really know them. You just met them somewhere, right?
Right. You copied it in, and so you got all these names. And you never use them. You talk about them once in a while. Hey, I got 1,000 contacts. Now, if you have 1,000 contacts, really, and you know these people, well, that even if you don't have 1,000, which most of us don't, You know a bunch of people, though. You know at least 50 people. And these 50 people know people.
Right.
And technically, you could, with these 50 people, reach anybody in the world. And what we're doing, we're putting it in the context of business, the economic side of the monster we're living with right now. And knowing people is the start. You don't know who they know until you start to engage them accordingly. So here we have all these people who we know, and we're trying to grow our business by cultivating strangers and totally neglecting our people, the people who we know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Sure. So almost seems too easy, too simple, Jack. It's that thing that's right in front of you.
Well, that's one of the, you know, a powerful tool, but we don't use it. We don't use it because we get in our own way. We have these little goblins who basically get in our mind, and for some reason we don't pick up the phone, or we don't do the texting, or we don't send an email to, starting just with the people we know. Now I say we, present tense, you and I are doing this. We're saying, look, we want to grow our business. We want customers to start flowing. Well, how do we do this? Well, we can spend a lot of money advertising, or we can start with the people we know. Start what? Make sure they know that we're in the business of doing X, and do it in such a way that it cultivates and continues to cultivate a friendship, if those 50 people are liked by you and vice versa. That's the second letter. No like. So you got 50 people.
KLT, no like. Okay, we got the first two.
And that like means you like them literally, and they like you enough that you feel very comfortable with each other. Now that assumes that as you move forward, you can trust this person too. That's the T part. No like and trust.
Right.
You can trust them not to really embarrass you. If you were to promote them and push them forward and recommend them, and again, vice versa, you have respect for each other. You like each other. You know each other. So you could sit down with them, and you should be able to comfortably help each other and offer to help each other.
That's a key word. That's a key four-letter word, Jack.
It's very key.
Help.
Right? That's what you're after.
Yeah, people are willing to help you, and you're willing to help them. It's usually a two-way street, right? The basis of a solid relationship is to have that two-way street. If you help me, I help you, right? That's a good thing.
That's right.
So the reason this is coming up, you said this is something that we used and been using for a long time, and we've recognized the power of this for a long time, and it's coming up because recently, as it relates to this COVID corona stuff, Jack, I'm seeing a lot of news articles, especially around this PPP program that everybody's hearing so much about, the business loan program that's here to help small businesses. And I've seen a lot of press and you know, they're highlighting business owners who are upset. They're upset, Jack, because this is a first come first serve thing. And certain people are being turned away, or there are certain people who, when they go to their banks, the bankers are prioritizing certain customers versus other customers, right? So people are getting mad instead of, you know, first come, first serve. How am I prioritizing one customer over another? And, you know, or I'm prioritizing a current customer over a new customer, right? So if you think about how silly that sounds, if you look at your business and you have a current customer who's in need of some help versus a new potential customer in need of some help, who are you going to help first?
Oh, I'll help the one I know.
Right.
Absolutely.
The current one, right? Or if I've got a couple of customers, you know, and we may have our favorite customers, ones that are maybe more important, more critical for us, right? So maybe somebody who's been a banking customer for 20 years and has taken out 8 different loans over that time and has 16 other products with us, right? Versus somebody else who opened a checking account 2 months ago and hasn't done any loans yet, right? So they're still both customers, but they're different kind of customers, right? So, you know, here somebody has built up a relationship, and that's part of the whole know, like, and trust. One of the areas that you use this for is something to where you get to form relationships with everybody, which would include your banker. as a business owner, to get to know your banker gets to know you. You start to hopefully like each other. To your point, Jack, you start to like each other, feel good about each other, so that you can then build some trust where you can help each other. And you know, that help might come in very different forms and fashions. And so nobody could have predicted what's going on here with COVID-19 and the coronavirus and how it's impacted the slowdown of the economy and the availability of this SBA program that's relatively user-friendly and easy to apply for, but it's overwhelming the system. And so what do you do in those cases? And so I guess what we're contending is, well, wait a minute. This is a fantastic example, Jack, of how Know, Like, and Trust can help benefit you and benefit your business. And so why is that being vilified? Why is it not being celebrated as, hey, this is how these things work. Here's how it can help you in your business. I mean, is it just a simple coincidence, Jack, that every one of our current customers and the vast majority of our past customers have gotten their PPP loans?
Oh, it can't be. There's too many of them. Too many of them have succeeded.
So they've been aware of this KLT thing for a long time, Jack, and they've been executing it, living by it. They've been doing those kind of things. They've been doing not only with people who can help them grow from a new business standpoint, but they were doing it with folks like their bankers and other folks who are helping their business. So they, you know, when they place a phone call, when they send an email, when they send a text, they get responses from people. So again, this is not, it's being picked on instead of being held up high as a great example of what to do.
Right? There's a lot of self-centeredness in people today, and they don't really think beyond their own needs and their own desires. So they don't look at the situation the way we're talking about it right now. If they want something, they want it. Hey, wait, you shouldn't get it before me. Well, why? Well, I don't know, but it's not right. It's not fair. That great word, fair. I got here first.
Wait a minute.
Who said the rules are first come?
You can't break that word out, Jack, that fair word. Come on now.
You fair know, how. That's what they're saying.
I know. Fair how in terms of, yeah, right. First come, first serve, but it's okay. Somebody spent 20 years developing a relationship and has a great friendship with somebody, and you're saying, hey, sorry, buddy, get in the back of the line. Right?
That's right. It's immediate, and it's today, and it's now in the moment. So I got here first, so I should be able to move up the line first.
So we're talking, getting ready for the show, Jack. We're giving different examples about it. I talked about the scene from Goodfellas with Ray Liotta's character, and he's gone on his first dates with Lorraine Bracco, and they're going to this hot club. And instead of waiting in the line outside, he takes her on back down through the kitchen, meets all the staff, and the next thing you know, he comes out right in front of the stage, right? Your little table set up, ready to go, and you're watching the movie. You go, hey, that's kind of cool, right? Well, is that the same kind of thing? It's Know, Like, and Trust. People, now he's building Know, Like, and Trust with dollar bills, right? He's putting $20 bills or $100 bills and the grease in the palms as he kind of moves along, right? So he's building his trust in different ways, but the concept is the same, right?
That's right. Treat people with respect, acknowledge them, and if you can grease their palms, so to speak, that's the nature of it, absolutely. Yeah, that's almost equivalent to introducing people to other people who want to meet somebody who you know and you can facilitate it. There's a lot of ways to, you know, increase that relationship, making it warm and fuzzy and respectful and worth somebody's time. But somebody who's whining about not getting first and not being able to see the perspective and kind of laughing it off and say, hey, look at this guy, you know. They get mad at it because they aren't getting their way, right, even though they have nothing to deserve it. You know, you got to have that sense of fair play, and so many people don't have it.
Well, we all have the same opportunities when it comes to how we run our business, and the PPP loan and how the bankers are handling some of their customers is one more public, I guess, or more trumpeted example of it. But we look at something simple. We have, you know, one of our clients, you know, a couple weeks ago, had a place a call to a friend of his to get some disinfectant, some chemicals, right? Because those are hard to come by these days, but he needs to do it to get their trucks cleaned and get some masks as well, right? So he's calling people he knows to get access to stuff. So is that the wrong thing to do? He's trying to get stuff to protect his people, right? So isn't that a good use of Know, Like, and Trust as well? Again, it's starting to look at folks and figuring out how they can help you. And so we're very big fans of having people pull together a list of this. And we're talking earlier too, Jack, about this guy, Harvey McKay. Many of you may have read his book or his books over the years. He had one that was probably his most famous one called Swimming with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I recall my dad giving it to me. I think I was in college. It was early in college to have me read the book. And you know, one of the favorite phrases there, one of our former clients loved this phrase, which is, dig your well before you're thirsty. Dig your well before you're thirsty, right?
Good visual.
So we got a lot of people, Jack, that have been busy digging wells for years with these relationships. And when they got thirsty, they were able to kind of pull the water up. They were able to pull the PPP loan in. They were able to get somebody on the phone at the bank. Whereas a bunch of other folks were sitting around whining and complaining about stuff and not doing the right kind of things. They weren't digging their wells, but they still want water. It's like, hey, you know what? You had the same chance to be digging your well the last several years, but you haven't been doing it. So this is a wake-up call, I think, for those of you who haven't been tapping into your know, like, and trust list to find people to help you. But hey, there's good news, Jack. I'm not coming with doom and gloom, okay? There's good news here. This is the best time ever to start to really test that know, like, and trust list, to really tap into it.
I agree. Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. people are craving the human contact. And they're not necessarily craving it from new people, Jack. They're craving it from people who they already know, people they already like, people they already trust. People want to know how you're doing. People want to know, you know, are you healthy? Are you staying safe? Are you staying sane during this crazy time, right? What's kind of going on? It's good to go commiserate with somebody. It's good to try it's good to try to get, you know, get the true information, right? Because if you look in the media and you hear different things, it's like, you know, you hear things that are counter. What's really going on? So are there folks that you know that you can talk to who are maybe more on the inside of stuff that's kind of going on? You can get their take on things, right? Maybe you know somebody who's working in the hospital or who's working in the government somewhere that you want to kind of talk to and just get their take on things, right? You can talk to them differently because you're no like and trust with them. You have a relationship with them. So they'll talk to you differently than they'll talk to somebody who's a stranger off the street.
Sure. And if you reach out, people are, you know, I guess they're, most people, especially men, are totally afraid of rejection. And even minor, very minor rejection. So they think, God, I can't go talk to this guy and ask him to help me. And so they tune it right out, 100% turnout. Where if they pick up the phone or, again, however they're going to contact somebody, the person they're aiming at, more often than not, since they know them and like each other to some degree, they basically are going to hit it off. The person being called or contacted is going to feel nice about it. He's going to feel good. He's going to feel, I don't know, it just enhances the overall feeling of self-worth there. So the person making the call is going to be liked by a friend he knows and likes himself even more. And you pick up the phone and you start talking to each other, my God, you're both lifted. And I feel even better about you, Adam. You know, I haven't talked to you in 5 years. But geez, what's Jack calling about? You know, you pick up the phone and kind of, you know, just curious as to what it's about. And you find yourself talking and liking the situation, not getting rejected. Some people might reject you. I can think of one, but I won't get into it.
Right.
It's usually unusual that it'll happen.
Well, the only thing that they're likely to reject of you today is to, you know, not invite you over to their house, right? At least not today. You know, maybe sometime in the future, or they go grab a cup of coffee or shake your hand, right? Maybe they aren't willing to do that. But even some are probably willing to do that today, Jack, right? So they're
today for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's tapping and it's reaching out to people, and people, you know, want to help. Again, you know, we're seeing it all over the place, Jack, where people are helping strangers now. Right? They're making masks, they're making shields, they're doing whatever they can to help people, right? So people, you see examples everywhere about what people are doing to help people, and it's often strangers that they're helping, Jack, right? So picture how much more willing they're going to be to help you if you're somebody that they know, like, and trust. And that's where it becomes very, very helpful. So I want to make sure that our audience hears this clearly, that the know, like, and trust can help you and help your business in so many ways. You know, yeah, marketing to be able to grow your sales is one way. To find good people to come into your business is, you know, is another way that, that they can help as a resource to be able to you know, to introduce you to some good resources that are out there for somebody to just to bounce ideas off of, just to kind of talk to about stuff, right? There's a lot of ways that the people who know, like, and trust you can be very helpful for you. But
yeah, we know that. Well, go on.
If you don't have this list handy, Jack, if you don't have that list in front of you, you're not going to think about those people, right? You mentioned before when you were talking about people that you know, and then you're going through looking like, who is this person, right? Well, I don't really know this person. They got in my system somehow. So you got to go. You got to have it in front of you. It's also, oh, I forgot about that person, because we can't remember all these people. We can't remember the hundreds of thousands of people that we've gotten to know over the years, Jack. And so it's very, very important to have a list with you, because we have things in many different places. But having that list handy and powerful is very helpful. And that's part of what we'll do is we'll help you here with the show today. We'll include a file here that you can download to get you started on something like that, to help pull together your know, like, and trust list, Jack. Because if you don't have the list, it's very difficult to tap into it.
Yes, it is. You can't do it. Yeah, I won't. Those names, that's too many names, you know, to try to keep track of. And unless you have that list, plus it gives you a sense of power. Because you look at all the people you know, and if you want to cultivate them, we know that small businesses, especially the ones we deal with, are basically going to grow through referrals. That's how they do it. And what better referrals can you find than people who you have a warm relationship with? It's the easiest way to start and build up momentum. They know, like, and trust you, so they can, if they understand what you're trying to do, and it's incumbent on you to make it easy for them to understand what you do, then they can be on the lookout. And all kinds of different things happen that are unexpected. So it's just good. It's a feeling of good. And you help each other in ways that you can't even imagine when you go into it. So you got 50 good possibilities right there, right in front of you. Not thousands, 50. Start with that 50 and see where it takes you. When we can start drinking coffee with each other again, that's what I like to do. Just get reacquainted and see what's happening. And from that, good things flow. And you got to keep after it with each other. And that's a little bit of a commitment. But if you know, like, and trust each other, it's an easy commitment to make.
Well, it can come from a lot of different places, Jack. And there's a lot of ways you can start, too. Okay. It's funny. We're talking about this today. Earlier today, I was going through some piles. Now, we all have piles of stuff, right? And this is a time where many of us are kind of getting caught up in some of those piles. But I had a couple of piles of stuff. One was I was in my Leadership Learning County class, Jack. You believe that was 10 years ago?
God, already.
My county, yeah. In 2010. We were the silver anniversary class, 25th anniversary class. It's been 10 years. And so I had a stack of the initial paperwork that we had from that, where it was part of our binder when we came in, that had all of our classmates had, like, a little overview about them in terms of, you know, what their background is, what their favorite book is, and just, you know, different things like that, right? So I had a stack of those. I was meaning to go through those to make sure that there are people there, that these are people I spent some time with over the course of a year. We spent a lot of good time together, right? And I was going to go through that and see folks who I was connected with. I wanted to reach out and reconnect with people, right, and see what they're up to. So I was going on LinkedIn and seeing what people were doing. You know, where are they? Some people have moved jobs, changed jobs. And out of the 40 people that were there, I think about 15 or 20 of them I was already connected with, but about 20 of them I was not connected with. And so I sent them invitations. Hey, let's, you know, hey, can you believe it's been 10 years, Jack, right? Let's get reconnected here on LinkedIn. Let's, you know, hope you're doing well. I also had a list when I left New York. You know, the last day I was there, I sent out an email to a bunch of people and said, hey, just want to let you know I'm moving back to Cleveland full time and blah, blah, blah. And I had a printout of about 20 different email responses I got back from people. Hey, gee, sorry to see you're leaving, you know. Let me know when you land, what's going to go on, stay in touch, you know, congratulations, just different stuff. And so that list of 20 people, I went back and looked at as well. And some of them, most of those folks I was already connected with, but some I hadn't been connected with, right? Or some had kind of moved around. So it gave me a chance to kind of reach out to these people I hadn't talked to, some in maybe 10 or 15 years, Jack. And all of a sudden I'm reaching out today and I'm touching them. Why? Because I'm trying to figure out, are they part of my know, like, and trust list or not? I certainly know all these people. I like most of them. And the question is, where do they fit from a trust standpoint? So I'm out there to kind of reach it. So your piles are one place to maybe start with this. You know, if you don't want to go with the piles, there's lots of ways. You know, I'm big fans with the phone. A simple way to do it, say if you just go back and look, if you're like me, you have your text discussions and you don't necessarily delete them. So if you scroll through and look at who you texted in the last week, in the last month, in the last 2 months, chances are if you're texting somebody, Jack, it's pretty likely, high likelihood that's somebody that's a know, like, and trust for you.
Right? I would agree. That's right.
So if you go back, look at that, if you go back and look at your phone log in terms of phone calls you've had in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, last month, same thing's true there. You know, you can ignore those spam calls that came in, right? Or, whatever it might be. But the other phone calls that we're talking about, right? Looking at those. You can look at your email list, right? In terms of who you've been emailing recently or who you have in your address book. You can look on things like LinkedIn. You can look on Facebook. You can look in your phone itself and see your contacts that are in there, right? There's a lot of places to start. But one of the things that we learned long ago, Jack, this, because again, this whole concept of KLT, know, like, and trust, isn't something that we made up this morning. It's something we've been doing for decades now. And we talked about the power of getting it into one place, right? So we have the spreadsheet that we'll include as part of the notes for the show. It's a great place to put all these people. And it starts with things like friends and family and coworkers and customers and vendors, right? But also thinks about other people outside of that, different things that you're doing from a volunteer standpoint or a civic standpoint or a church group or something like that, right? It's helping you think about people that are in your world that probably know, like, and trust you that you aren't necessarily thinking about. And it's a very, very powerful list, Jack, to be able to look and know I got a list of people here, whether it be 10 names or 100 names or 500 names, that whatever problem I've got, whatever challenge I've got, whatever opportunity I've got, somebody on this list, I can reach out and touch them quickly. I can get an answer. I can move along my project. I can get a question answered, whatever it might be. It's a tremendously empowering list, especially for the small business owners.
You can reach anybody in the world through that list.
That's right.
You realize that. Somebody knows somebody. And if you're persistent, confident, even though you might be shaking in the knees a little bit, I don't know why, but you might. The whole idea is you can meet anybody in the world. Think of that. Now, how powerful is that? What if you had 15 minutes alone with the President of the United States? Could that be arranged? Every day, hundreds of people probably have 15 minutes with him. And somewhere along the line, there's a cousin, there's a friend, there's somebody you haven't talked to in years. They're, hey, I know that person. I could give you an intro because I trust you. You aren't going to be a bozo when you go meet him.
Jack, it's so funny you mentioned that, right? Because this is, I always love this about our shows because I'm not, we need to prepare for this. So one of the people from my Leadership Learning Academy class, what happened was we had two students. They were high school students that were part of our class. One of the things that makes our leadership thing very unique is that we have high school students. And so again, it's 10 years ago, right? So these young ladies are now 27, 28 years old, and they're in their work, out in the workforce. Wouldn't you know it, one of the young ladies is the press secretary for the Secretary of State of Ohio.
There you go.
And there's a photo of her on her LinkedIn. It shows her, and then it shows a background photo. It's got Mike DeWine in there, and it's got a bunch of people from, just in a little conference room, right? I'm thinking, okay, so if I had a desire or need to get the scoop on what was kind of going on, well, couldn't I reach out and talk to Allie? Say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? What's your experience been like? I'm sure it's been totally crazy here the last 6 weeks, right? Your point, if I know what I'm looking for, all of a sudden, okay, I can look in that list and basically have something, a starting point somewhere to kind of reach out and move things along. And again, from especially a small business owner standpoint, Jack, the power of that, to be able to have in your hands something that can help you move almost any idea, any project, anything along to make it a reality is a very, very empowering tool to have. And unfortunately, most people aren't doing it.
They aren't doing it. And it is. It's powerful because you're using connections, you're using relationships that are established. And there's nothing more powerful than that. It's going to take me years to build a relationship with somebody, even if we hit it off instantly and it's great. It's the know and like that comes fairly easy, and it's the trust that takes a while. Yeah. It just doesn't happen. But it's so powerful.
Well, people often ask that too when you're meeting somebody new. It's okay, we'll get to, you know, you start getting to know each other, hear your stories, you start to see that you have a similar view on the world, so you start to like each other a bit. And then one of that first questions would be, okay, well, how can I help you, right? And we often don't know how to answer that because I'm not sure how you can help me yet. I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Let me ponder that. Let me add you to my list. And as I'm going through my day, I'm going through my week, and opportunities come up, challenges come up, questions come up. If I have that list to go to, again, it's not going to fail me. I know there's something on there, somebody on there, multiple somebodies usually on there that I can reach out and touch and get help with something. And so, yeah, using that dreaded four-letter word of help, Jack, which I agree, us as men are probably much worse than women on that.
Yeah,
we got to get out of our own way, and we ask for help, and it's to ask for help from the right people. And I've seen this quite a few times here just in the last couple of weeks too, Jack, and I'm sure many of our listeners, you probably talk to some friends you haven't talked to in a while, and you're talking about what's going on, you know, you take concern in them. How you doing? How you holding up? And they're almost embarrassed. Like, hey, you know, I don't want to burden you with my problems, Jack, right? It's like, wait a minute. If you can't burden your friends, the folks you know I can trust with stuff, who the hell can you burden, right? I think that's exactly what this is for. So, yeah, to your point, yeah, we're getting in our own way versus, hey, let's reach out. So I want to put a challenge out there. This is something that we challenge all of our clients to, and they do, which is they put together this list, okay? So get the list together, first of all, and we'll give you a nice template to kind of start with that here as part of the show. But once you get the list started pulled together, our challenge would be, hey, start with once a week. Maybe, you know, eventually get to once a day or multiple times a day, but once a week, pick somebody on that list to reach out and touch and see. And see if it doesn't do exactly what Jack and I are talking about here, where it creates all those warm fuzzies. That's what Lisa was saying yesterday, Jack, when we had our
Right.
I'm getting warm fuzzies, right? And we could all use some extra warm fuzzies today, can't we, Jack?
Everybody can. That's great. Well, so, we should be talking more about this as the weeks go on.
I agree. No, this is
bring in some real life experiences here of people who have good stories about utilizing KLT. Is it? There's no question it's powerful. We're using it. we've systematized it to a point where it looks very exciting to literally contact hundreds of people over the months, and good things are going to happen sometimes. In fact, the worst case is that nothing advances, nothing much happens. That's the worst case.
Right.
It isn't a negative, embarrassing, rejection-laden type of situation. It's fun. And the reaction when people enjoy each other, it's even more fun. So, yeah, let's talk about this some more, Adam. We'll make it more of a regular on our podcast.
Well, as we've been doing for the last four years and 200 plus episodes, Jack, we try to make sure that all these episodes, you know, stand the test of time, because it's topics we talk about, things we talk about that are good today, that are good yesterday, that are good that are going to be good for you tomorrow. And yeah, it's putting those real world examples in it. So whether we bring in guests to kind of share their stories or the stories that we share, and what prompted it today was exactly what we talked about at the beginning here, Jack, was this whole PPP loan and how people are getting lambasted for using their bankers and using relationships that they have, which is absolutely insane to
us.
And you know, we're here to celebrate that and say, hey, it's a great thing. It's stuff that our clients, our current and past clients all know about, and they're doing as well or better than everybody else. And we'll use that PPP loan as a measuring stick, Jack. They're able to get stuff done in their business that other people aren't. So this is just one shining example of it currently, but it's part of the reason why they're in much better footing than many other owners might be, because they aren't using things like know, like, and trust. They aren't tapping into to the potential there, and they're getting in their own way.
Yep, very much so. That's exactly right.
So yes, we will certainly bring this topic back up, because it is a tremendous topic that can be used in many, many different ways. So if you, like I said before, we've been doing this show for 4 years. If you're new, welcome to the show. If you're not new, thanks for listening, and feel free to share this. If you missed any of today's show or any of our prior shows, you can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. You can go to our Facebook page and find it there as well. Or better yet, if you go to use your smart device, you can go to iTunes, to Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to it, and the thing will deliver right to your phone every week. We usually do the podcast where it gets delivered on Thursdays, so we kind of keeping that keep that thing going. But we have a lot of good topics that are there. And the last 5 weeks, it's all been more coronavirus and COVID focused. But again, it's done within a lot of these key principles, like, you know, just like know, like, and trust, where these are very, very applicable, very, very helpful things that are going to help you and your business grow and be strong and not only survive, but thrive through things like the coronavirus.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Well said.
All right, Jack, any parting words of wisdom before we sign off?
No, none. Surprisingly, my mind is blank. I'm still applying.
All right, good. So we've been able to erase Jack's mind of all the good data. We've shared it with you, with all of you today. And we appreciate you being here for us and being part of the show. I forgot to mention, if you want to submit some questions or ideas or thoughts you got, you can always do that too. It's radio@maximumvp.com. All right.
Very good.
Hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will see you guys all next week on Dirty Secrets of Small Business. Take care.
Great. Okay, Adam.